我们感谢主啊，神的慈爱真的是永远长存，神的信实直到万代。Indeed, the love of God endures forever, and His faithfulness is from generation to generation. 今天是2019年的第一个主日，我们感谢主能够相聚在主的面前。Today is the first Sunday of 2019, and we have the privilege to gather together before the God that loves us so much. So shall we all rise and say something nice to our Lord first before the meeting? 好不好？请弟兄姊妹，我们都站起来，我们向耶稣说，我们向我们的主说，感谢主，赞美主，然后我们开始今年的聚会，好吗？We all stand up and we bow down and we pray together. 请我们低头祷告。我们在天上的父神，我们相聚在你的面前，因着耶稣基督，我们能够坦然无惧来到你的面前。特别是想到今天是2019年的第一个主日，这是一个恩典，这是一个特别的特权，我们相聚的时候，我们向你说，主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，你是创造的主，你是拯救我们的主，你更是牧养我们一生的神。因此我们愿意在你面前有一个心愿，说但愿前面这一年不单是成为一个赞美的年，不但是成为一个敬拜的年，更是成为一个我们奉献我们自己给你的一个年日。主啊，因为你是配得的。 Heavenly Father, we gather together in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. He is your beloved Son. He is also our Savior. Lord, we thank you. You are the Almighty God. You are also the God that will shepherd all days of our life. We thank you for the first Sunday. We come together because we know that you will carry us through this year. We make a wish before you. May this year become the year of praises. May this year become the year of worship. May this year become also the year that we offer ourselves to you, because you are worthy of all this. Oh Lord, we commit this meeting into your hand. Speak to us. Give us an ear that can listen to your word. Give us a heart that we are willing to obey your will. 主啊，向我们说话，让我们不单是听到我们的耳朵里面，并且我们心里面知道说，主啊，我们要怎么样活在生活在你面前。祝福你自己的话语，祝福你的儿女，祝福基督徒之家。 Lord, we ask your blessing come upon us. Bless your word, bless your children, and bless Home of Christians. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 请坐。我们弟兄选了一首诗歌，313首，非常好的一首诗歌。This morning we are going to sing 313. 早上在薄饼聚会的时候，我听到有姊妹说，但愿今年成为一个赞美敬拜的年。我里面说 Amen。 但愿今年也成为一个年，我们把我们的一生奉献给我们的主。In the Lord's table I heard some sister prayer.May this year become the year of praises. May this year become the year of worship. Yes, I truly say amen. And I also pray that this year become the year that we offer ourselves to the Lord. 313首，收我持身做奉献。Take my life and let it be. 我们请姊妹先为我们弹一次，然后我们 来一起来唱。We ask our sister to play once.And then we shall sing it from stanza 1 all the way to stanza 6. 我们会从第一节唱到第六节。唱之前我只是想点一个字。There's one point I really want to point to your attention. 这首诗歌是我们个人在主面前的一个心愿。他用了很多次我，不是我们，是我。This hymn is the hymn that we personally sing itBefore the Lord. It's not it's I, but not we, okay? So it's a personal hymn that we sing it to the Lord. 我们请姊妹为我们弹一次。 313。来唱中文、英文，什么言语都可以，我们神都听得懂。Let's sing it together, Chinese, English, Spanish, whatever language you prefer, okay? 因为这首诗歌是 personal 的一首诗歌，非常个人的一首诗歌，唱在主的面前，收我此生做奉献，是我们个人与神的关系，与别人没有关系。Remember, it's always our personal relationship with the God.That love us too much. Okay, 我们请来唱从第一节到第六节 stanza 1 to stanza 6。收我此生做奉献，好我保留在你前。收我关于便是人，用于荣耀你不成。 这首诗歌成为我们个人向主的一个祷告。May this hymn become our personal prayer, our offerings, our sacrifice to the God that loves us so much. 我们请我们克弟兄 ask our brother Clark.
感谢神的恩典。
We thank the Lord for His grace.
保守我们经过过去的所有的日子。
That protect us and guide us for the rest of our days.
让我们能够在平安中来到新的一年。
So in peace that we are led into this new year.
但愿我们每一个人在神的面前都有一个新的愿望。
May each one of us has a new hope before the Lord.
正如这首诗歌所说的。
It's just as described by this song.
也就是我们那个投影机上面的。我们要读的头一节的圣经
And it's like the scripture that we are going to read
头一节的圣经
The first verse
罗马书十二章第一节
It's Romans 12 verse 1
我想我们的程序单上应该都有这一节圣经
I believe that on our program sheet you also have this scripture
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
这个荧幕上有问题是吗？有是吧？后面没有。好，我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，让身体献上
，to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
这一卷圣经乃是保罗对我们所有蒙恩的儿女的一个劝勉。
And this verse is given by our apostle Paul, and is his encouragement to each one of us.
刚才我们唱的这首诗歌，就是我们每一个神儿女对神的一个回应。
And the hymn we just sang is describing our.On wish before the Lord.
但愿在这个新的日子，我们对主的奉献有一个新的更新开始继续。
May we each one of us at the beginning of this new year has this renewal of our hearts before the Lord.
把我们的全人
，so that our whole body,
我们的灵、我们的魂、我们的身体。
Our spirit, our soul, and our body.
都愿意没有保留的更新我们在神面前的奉献。
We will renew before the Lord without reservation.
今天我要交通的是《路加福音》十六章里面的头一段。
And today I would like to share with you on.Gospel according to Luke chapter 16.
就是我们信息的中心，光明之子要做聪明的管家。
And that is our message: the people of the light be wise stewards.
我们如果是读圣经，应该是从十五章，然后读到十六章。
If we read the scripture, it should start from the chapter 15 and then go on to 16.
路加福音15章 是我们许多神儿女很熟悉的一章圣经。
Chapter 15 of Luke is a very familiar scripture.
当我们许多人还做罪人的时候，
when many of us were sinners,
我们来因着神的怜悯，让我们听见他的福音。
Because of his grace that we heard about his gospel.
在路加福音15章这里所说的福音。
And the good news described in chapter 15,
他在这里讲了三个比喻。
And here he gave three parables.
我们都如羊走迷了路。
We were all like sheep has gone astray.
但是神的儿子，这位好牧人，为着爱我们。
But the Son of God, this good shepherd, because of his love,
为着寻找我们，
in order to seek us,
他甚至把他的命都为我们摆上。
He willingly gave up his life.
是因为他的爱，他的寻找。
Because of his love, his seeking.
我们这些人才能回到神的家中。
So we can be welcomed back to his home.
第二比喻告诉我们，
this parable tells us,
我们就像一个银子失掉了。
Oh, just like the coin that was lost.
但是那一个妇人在那里细细的寻找，找回了那个失去的银子。
But that woman spent a lot of time, finally found that coin.
这乃是告诉我们，当我们迷失的时候，
And that tells us when we are lost.
圣灵带我们的心中来寻找我们。
The Holy Spirit will come to our heart.
让我们能够再回到他的面前，
so that we can come before him again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们又像一个浪子，
we are just like the lost son.
虽然蒙了恩典，
even though we have grace,
但有的时候我们又迷失了，
but sometimes we are lost.
没有好好留在父的家中，
we did not stay in the father's home.
我们像一个浪子流浪出去。
It's just like a prodigal son that have gone astray.
这个比喻常是用来做传福音，对罪人传福音。
And this parable is oftentimes used when we preach gospel.
但是就做这本路加十五章这里的本意。
But according to the meaning in chapter 15 of Luke,
不是那些不信主的浪子要回家。
It's not for those that have not received the law yet to come home.
乃是我们这些神的儿女。
But it's pointing to us, the children of God.
我们不宝贝父的家。
We do not treasure his home.
我们不宝贝神的家。
We do not treasure staying with him.
好像人可能好像也还在聚集。在神家中聚集。
We are still staying together at his home.
但是
yet,
很多时候我们的心，我们的灵不在神的家中。
But our heart, our spirit is not at his home.
所以我们很多神的儿女会经历蒙恩之后又荒凉又枯干又痛苦。
So therefore, many children of God, even though they receive the grace, but they still experience a lot of dryness and wither.
我们是神的儿女，我们是一个基督徒。
We are children of God, we are Christians.
但是我们实际的光景却是好像里面迷糊苦闷。
But our true condition inside of us can tell us we are in bitterness and we are not, we are hopeless.
愿牧者的爱，圣灵的感动。
May the love of the shepherd and the moving of the Holy Spirit.
让我们看见我们的穷途末路，我们愿意回到神的家中。
To enlighten us so that we know that we are at the end, we need to come home.
不是我们的身体在不在神的家中。
It's not that whether physically we are at his home.
比方说今天我们在这里都在基督徒的家一同来聚集。
For instance, we are all gathered here at home of Christians.
感谢神我们还能在这里聚集。
We thank God that we are still able to come.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你心灵里面喜乐吗？满足吗？
Do you have the joy? Do you have the fulfillment inside of you?
愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们里头有一个醒悟。
So that we will have an awakening.
愿意回到神的家中。
A willingness to come back.
好好来享受神的恩典。
So that we can enjoy His grace.
我不能多说。
I cannot speak too much on that.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and
sisters. 这个离家出走的浪子回家的时候。
When the prodigal son came home.
父亲在门口等着他。
The father was waiting.
不是偶然。他到了门口，看见这个流浪的孩子回来了。
It's not just by chance that he happens to see him coming home.
他来，老人家来是天天都在门口等候，希望这个孩子的回来。
But is this elderly father waiting at the door every day?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是慈爱的天父。对着我们的期望
，and this is the hope of our loving Father.
当我们真的回我们的心灵回到神的面前
，when we turn our hearts to Him,
他要用上好的袍子给我们穿戴
，and He will put a new robe on us.
他要给我们那个做孩子的权柄，那个戒指戴在我们的手上
，and He will put a ring as the privilege as the son.
他还要给我们一对福音的鞋子
，He also give us a pair of the shoes.
这个鞋子好像是来传福音
，and it seems that it's for preaching the gospel.
其实不只是为着传福音。
Yet it's not just for preaching.
乃是让我们穿上救恩的鞋子，能够好好在主的路上来跟随主。
But it's for each one of us to wear this pair of gospel shoes.
来走主要我们走的路。
To walk the way that the Lord wants us to walk.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
到了路加福音十六章
，When it comes to chapter 16 of Luke.
他在那里讲到一个。光明的儿子。
Here he talk about the son, the of son of light.
我们光明的儿子是谁
？Who is the son of light?
就是你我所有蒙恩的人。
And that points to each one of us that are saved.
我们不只是神的儿女。
Not only we are the children of God.
我们也是光明之子。
But we are also people of light.
在不活在黑暗中。
We are no longer live in darkness.
我们的前途是光明的。
And our future is bright.
我们的道路该是光明的。
And our road in front of us is light.
这是主给我们的恩典。
And this is His grace.
但是
，Yet,
主盼望我们这些光明之子
，The Lord has a hope on us, the people of light.
能够做一个聪明的管家
，Also be wise stewards.
十五章。乃是我们在神的家中做儿子。
Chapter 15 talks about that we are sons in the home.
享受主父亲一切的丰富。
To enjoy all the father's abundance.
我们若能懂得享受神的丰富。
If you know how to enjoy his fullness.
我们就不再是一个可怜兮兮的孩子。
Then we no longer feel such pity.
因着我们在父的家中是这样的蒙恩。
Because we receive such grace in his home.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们。
So therefore, Paul said.
他劝我们要把身体献上。
And he urged us to present our body.
这个身体。
This body.
不只是指着这个外面的躯壳而已。
Not only points to our physical body.
乃是包括我们的灵，我们的魂。我们的身体
，But including our soul, our spirit, and the physical body，
把我们全人都应该奉献给神。
We'll give our whole selves to God。
但是到了第十六章
，And in chapter 16，
他给我们看见
，And we can see from here，
我们还是一个神的管家。
We are still a steward。
什么是管家
？What is a steward？
老板。把一切的计划经济都交给我们来管理。
The master giving us everything for us to manage.
一个好的管家。
A good manager.
他知道怎样啊来按照主人的意思好好的来经营主人所托给他的。
He will know how to manage the things that the master gives to him.
所以所谓的管家
，so the so-called manager.
一个好的管家，
A good manager.
乃是能忠于主人所托给他的。
He is faithful to manage all that given by him.
感谢主，我们是神的儿女。
We thank the Lord, we are his children.
神无条件的把他自己的丰富都给了我们。
Without condition, he has given up everything to us.
让我们能全人来享受他给我们一切的预备。
So that we can receive everything and what he has prepared for us.
但是弟兄姐妹们
But brothers and sisters,
不是停在这里。
We do not stop here.
我们乃是神的管家。
We are the steward of God's
一切所有的都是主人的神的
Everything that we have belongs to God
我们来读一段的圣经
Let's read a passage
那么第一段就是今世之子
The first portion is the people of the light
他讲到光明之子神儿子的神家中的管家之前他先做一个比喻。
Before he talked about the people of the light, he gave a parable about the sons of the world.
今世之子。
Talk about the sons of this age.
什么是今世之子呢？
What is the sons of this age?
就是所有没有信主的人。
And that points to all those who have not believed in Jesus.
他们就是今世之子。
They are the sons of this age.
他们属于这个世界。
They are living for this world.
而且他们是在那个掌管这个黑暗世界的撒旦权下的一个今世之子
and they are the children of this age under the authority of Satan
这就是没有信主的人的光景
and that's the condition of those who have not received Christ
他在这里说今世之子
and here he says the sons of this age
这一个不义的管家
this unrighteous steward
但是呢做事倒是很聪明
But yet he is quite wise in handling things.
他是不义的。
He is unjust.
他所做的事情也是不义的。
What his handling is also very unrighteous.
但是他有一个聪明的地方。
But he is pretty shrewd.
一切所做的就是为他自己日后的生活。
All he has planned is for his own future.
我们一同来读这一段圣经。
Let's read this passage together.
我想这样好不好？中文读一节，读第一节一三五七九，啊，英文读二四六八，知道吗？那么懂得英文中文的，当他们读英文的时候，我们看中文，啊 ，OK。那么如果你两样话语都通，就跟着读。第一节读中文，第二节读英文，听出吗？
太辛苦了，弟兄。
啊！
一整段英文，一整段中文，你不要那样子，他们要换来换去，我们的眼睛也没有办法。
OK， 好，对不起。那么我们先读中文。哦 ，OK， 好。
OK，Let's read Chinese first and then English.
耶稣又对门徒说：“有一个财主的管家。”别人向他告他，
告他浪费主人的财物。主人叫他来，对他说：“我听见你解释怎么样呢？你不能再做我的管家。”那管家心里说：“主人请我，不用我再做管家，我将来做什么？主力呢？无力，饱饭呢？”怕羞，我知道怎么行。好叫人在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家里去。于是把欠他主人债的，一个一个的叫了来，问头一个说：“你欠我主人多少呢？”他说：“100牛油，每牛约50斤。”管家说：“拿你的账快做下，写50。”又问一个说。你欠多少？他说110麦子。管家说：“拿你的账写100。”主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上，要比光明之子更加聪明。Let's read English, Luke 16:1-8. Now he was also saying to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and this manager was reported to him as squandering his possessions. And he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an accounting of your management, for you can no longer be manager. The manager said to himself, what shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the management, people will welcome me into his home.
好。还没完啊。
Oh, okay, sorry. I said, 100 measures of oil, and he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80. And his master praised the unrighteous manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the sons of this age are more shrewd in relations to their own kind than the sons of light.
这里告诉我们，这个管家因为浪费主人的资财。
From here we learn that this manager is squandering the master's possessions.
所以主人就把他叫来，你有这个贪污。
So,
你再不能做我的管家了。
The master knew about the problem and he wanted to talk to him. You can no longer be my manager.
他心里想，那你不再做，叫我做管家，我怎么办呢？
So what should I do if I'm no longer a manager?
去耕地没有力气。
I don't have the strength to dig the ground.
要去讨饭又不好意思。
And I feel so ashamed if I have to beg.
但是他说，哎，我知道我该怎么做。
But I know what I should do.
就把许多欠他主人债的债务找来。
So he called upon all those debtors.
在这一段圣经里边提到两个债务。
Here he talk about two debtors.
有一个欠主人100篓油。
One owed 100 measure of oil.
每一篓就是50斤。
It's 100 measures of oil.
那100篓多少？你们可以算。底下又找了一个人来。
And then another debtor.
他说我欠你主人110的这个麦子。
And I owe your master 100 measure of wheat.
我查这个110到底是多少斤。
And I do some calculation about this 100 measures.
我找了5-6本参考书。
And I have several references.
还有原文的注释。
And the original meaning.
每一本说话都不大一样。
And they all have a different meaning.
但是简单的一个说法。
But in general,
一斯呢就是十斗。
One sack is about 10.
一斗呢就是十辛。这是中国人就那个量器。好了，你们领会多少都可以。
It's a Chinese measurement.
弟兄姐妹，在这里就是说，一个主人一个债务欠主人有100篓的油。
So one debtor owed the master 100 measures of oil.
这个管家说，你就改成，我就替你改成50。
So let me change it for you to 50.
多少折啊？
So what is the discount?
另外一个人是110的麦子。
And the other person is 100 measure of wheat.
他给他打一个八折。
And it gave him 20% discount.
为什么一个是打5折，一个打8折呢？
Why is it one 50% and the other 20%?
有一个解经大王说他也不懂。
One analysis said it's hard to understand.
那我这个小弟兄更不懂。
And for me, even harder to understand.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
但是这一个不义的管家。
But for this unjust steward.
把他主人的东西在那里很慷慨的给了人。
and is the master's possession, but in so generously he changed.
他这个人是不义的。
He himself is unrighteous.
他一切所做的都是不义的。
And his acts is also unrighteous.
这是什么？
What does this
这是那个今世之子在撒旦管子底下的人，那些聪明的人所做不义的工作。
And this is the shrewd people under the control of Satan, and that's the way that they work.
他有聪明。
He has such a wisdom.
然后呢，他一切所做的都是为着自己日后的生活。
But all he has done is planning for his own future.
主人不用他了。
The master is no longer useful.
这些债务可以接他到他们的家里去。
So all these debtors can welcome him.
这是主耶稣所讲的比喻。
And this is a parable set by our Lord.
但是在这里说，第八节说。
But here in verse 8 it said,
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明。
His master praised the unrighteous manager because he acted shrewdly.
那主讲这个比喻的目的在哪里呢？
What is the purpose of the Lord saying this parable?
他说，因为今世之子在世事之上就比聪明之子更加聪明。
What is the reason that the Lord gave this parable? It's because he said, for the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light.
不义之子一切所做的都不义。
The sons of this unrighteousness, all the act is also unrighteous.
但他们有一个聪明的地方，为着自己日后做一个栖身，得做安排一个栖身之所。
But they are wise in how to plan for their future, for their own shelter.
主在这那里，这里有一个叹息。
The Lord sighed here.
他们这些不义之子所做的。
And the acts of all these unrighteous people.
但是我们光明之子呢，却不懂。
But for us, the sons of light, we do not understand.
他们比我们聪明。
They are wiser than us.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你愿意接受这个情形吗？
Do you want to accept such a condition?
那些不义的人所做的，为着他们自己日后有安排。
And for the unrighteous person, they will have their own planning because of their shrewdness.
为日后有安排吗？
But you and I, have we planned for our future?
我等一等会说，日后是指做什么说的。
Later on, I will explain what does that mean.
所以在这里我们看见说，
From here we can see.
这里有几点说明。
There are several points.
第一，他浪费主人的财物，不能再做他的管家。
The first, he squandered his master's possession, can no longer be a manager.
但是这个不义的管家称作主人，利用主人的财物来结交朋友。
But he still made use of his opportunity to work on the master's possession.
使他们可以接他到他们家里去。
So eventually, they become their friends and will welcome him.
这里有一个问题。
There is a question.
他用那主人的钱财结交朋友。
He used his master's wealth to make friends.
是作为他将来栖身之所。
In order to secure his future shelter.
不义的管家用不义的钱财。
The unjust steward used unrighteous wealth.
一切的行动都是不义的。
The whole acts are unrighteous.
但却是聪明的。
But is very wise.
我们要特别注意第二点。
Second point.
第二大点。
The second big point.
主的叹息。
The Lord has a sad comment.
光明之子。
The people of the light.
不如今世之子的聪明。
Is not as wise as the people of this world.
他们懂得为日后做个安排。
They know how to plan for their future.
这个日后指着什么？
What is this in the future?
世人不懂。
The world will not understand.
但是我们光明之子应该懂。
But we, the people of light, should know.
这个日后是指着永存的帐幕那一边的日子。
That future is pointing to the time when we are living eternally.
光明之子 能够为他们暂时的日后有安排。
The people of the light, have they planned for their future?
而我们很多光明之子做神管家的。
The many of us here, the people of light, the managers of God,
竟然成为愚昧的管家。
But it's so sad that we become so foolish managing God's possessions.
这里有一个问题。
Here is a question.
是你吗？
Is that pointing to you?
是我吗？
Or pointing to me?
我们都要问。
We all have to ask the question.
这里所说的聪明的光明之子竟然成为愚昧的管家。
Here he says, the people of light, it becomes the foolish steward.
是你们吗？
Is it talking about you?
这个还不是太重要。
That is not that important.
更重要的是我吗？
Or is it me, myself?
我们每个人都要问说。
Every one of us has to ask the question, Lord.
这个愚昧的管家是不是我？
Is this foolish steward me?
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
光照我们。
To enlighten us.
让我们在光底下看见我们的愚昧。
So that we can see our own foolishness under the light.
我们愿意来对主说主啊。
And we are willing to say to the Lord.
救我脱离我的愚昧。
To save me away from my foolishness.
能够成为一个聪明的管家。
So I can be a wise manager.
用你所托给我们的。
So we will use those that you have entrusted us.
坐在你的心意上。
And to work on you.
来结交朋友。
To make friends.
在神的家中结交朋友。
To make friends among in the household of
God. 我们来看第三段。
The third paragraph.
主要的是在第三段。
The main theme is on number three.
弟兄姐妹们在这里主有一个呼召。
Here the Lord has a calling.
主呼召我。
The Lord called me.
主也呼召你们。
The Lord also called.
愿我们每一个神的儿女。
So each son of the light.
他开通我们这个耳朵。
So he will open up our ear.
不只是外面这个耳朵。
Not only is our physical ears.
更是里面的那一个耳朵。
But that one inner ear.
哇。
Lord,
怜悯我们
have mercy on
开通我们的耳朵
open my ears,
能听见你的呼召
so that I can hear your calling.
在这里从第九节
here in verse 9
我们的程序单说到第十二节是错的应该到第十三节这是我当时的书服
and there is a mistake it shouldFrom verse 9 to verse 13.
所以你们若愿意把那个十二改成十三。
So if you are willing, you can change 12 to 13.
我们现在要来读第九节到十三节。
Let's read from verse 9 to verse 13.
我们弟兄姐妹们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
这个中文的先读。
Chinese first.
他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。倘若你们在不义的钱财上懂忠心，谁还把那？谁还把？给你们呢一个仆人不能侍奉两个主不是恶这个爱那个就是重这个轻那个你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门好
Luke 16,
我们读英文
verse 9 to 13 and I said to you make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness so that when it failsThey will receive you into the eternal dwellings. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, who will entrust the true riches to you? And if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? Verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这里我们来看那个头一个分点。
We want to see the first point.
今生你我的钱财。
The wealth that we have today.
是主所托付的。
Is entrusted by the Lord.
是属于主的。
Belongs to Him.
但请记得。
But please remember.
钱财本质是不义的。
The nature of wealth itself is unrighteous.
为什么钱财本质是不义的呢？
Why is the nature of wealth is unrighteous?
钱财本身本来是中性的。
Originally, money itself is mutual.
它没有义和不义的问题。
It doesn't have righteous or unrighteous.
但是今天全人类落在撒旦的控制底下。
But today the whole world is under the control of Satan.
撒旦却能用财物、财力、金钱、利益来控制他手下所有的儿、所有的子民。
Satan can take hold of all the children of this world.
所以钱财变成有一个称号。叫做不义的钱财。
With this unrighteous money.
弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
第一。
First.
我们刚才说过，我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
他所赐给我们的都是他爱的赏赐。
Well, what he gave to us is from his love.
让我们用、使用、享用他。
We enjoy using
来好好跟随神
and to follow him.
这是神在神家中神给我们的恩典
and that is the grace that he has for us.
一个懂得主恩典的人
and the one who knows God's
grace. 他不只能享受主的恩典
not only he enjoys his grace.
他还愿意把他自己奉献给主
but also willingness to give himself to the Lord.
不只是把这个人奉献给主
not only our body.
也愿意把主给他的来奉献给他。
But also those that God already entrusted us will give it to him.
等一等，有机会我再讲。
Later on, when I have a chance, I will explain more.
但是他在这里说
，And here he said,
这个不义的钱财
，This unrighteous wealth,
他会迷惑，会恐惧神的管家。
And he will tempt us, and he will deceive us.
我们是神的管家。
We are the stewards of God.
神把一些财物交给我们。
God has given us some wealth.
我们该怎样来管理？
Now how should we manage it?
不要受他的恐惧。
We should not be under his control.
不要受他的迷惑。
Should not be under his temptation.
在这里我还要加上一点解释。
And I want to add one more explanation.
当我们在神家中做孩子。
When we are children of God,
感谢主，主赐给我们很多东西。
The Lord gave us many things.
在我钱包里头的钱是我的，神给我的。
And the money in my wallet is mine, given by the Lord.
我因为感谢神，我有的时候会有一点奉献。
I thank the Lord. Sometimes I gave some as offering.
这是做儿子。
And that is being a son.
神儿女需要学习的。
And we all need to learn.
但是做了管家了
But if you are manager,
身份不一样了
We have a different position.
因为有神的托付
Because there is an entrustment from God.
而神给我们的
is given by him.
交给我们的不是我们的
It's not mine.
是主的是神的
It belongs to him.
本来在这个钱包里头我做儿子这是神给我的
Originally, it's in my own pocket.
哎，你不能来了啊！这是神给我的啊。
Yeah, you cannot take it. It's mine.
但是做了管家。
But you become a manager.
身份改变了。
It's a different role.
在我所有一切都是神托给我的。
Everything that I have is entrusted by God.
我这个银包在书包里头没有拿上来。我这个银包 里边的钱是神托给我的。
Not all the money inside my wallet is entrusted by God.
所以身份改变了。
So we have a different role.
性质也改变了。
And a different nature.
一切所有的都是主的。
Everything that we have is His.
不过呢，主托我来管理。
It's just the Lord will entrust for us to manage.
啊，那所以求神怜悯我们。
So may the Lord help us.
这个钱包里头的钱。
The money in our pocket.
撒旦可能利用这些钱来控制我，来迷惑我。
Satan will utilize that to control us.
需要我只懂得为自己今生的事情安排。
So I only make arrangement for my own life.
而竟然忽略了，在永生的帐篷里头，我们会怎样
？But we neglect that we need to save for our future dwellings.
所以在这里说。
Therefore,
因为他们只为做今生谋私利，忽略了来世永存帐篷里的帐幕里头的用度。
It's because they focus on planning for their own life, and they neglect what is needed.
这样的人就是愚昧的管家。
Such are called the foolish steward.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
愚昧的管家
a foolish manager
就是被钱财控制
is under the control of his wealth
只为着自己来打算
only planning for himself
一切都为着目前为着看得见的
is only for the things that he can see
这个就变成一个愚昧的管家
and then it becomes a foolish steward
我们的身份是光明之子
Our position is the people of light
是荣耀之神的儿子
Is the children of the glorious God
但是却被钱财迷惑
But we are under the deception of wealth
变成一个愚昧的管家
And we become foolish stewards
这个在神面前
So before the Lord
我们是羞辱了神
We put him to shame
我们是得罪了神
And we are indebted to him.
他给我们的托付
The things that he entrusts to us.
我们竟然没有好好的来管理
But we did not manage it well.
而沦落成为愚昧的管家
But we will fall become a foolish steward.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So dear brothers and sisters.
这是主心中的痛苦
And this is hurting our Lord.
就像第二段我们所说的
It's like the second paragraph that we shared.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我们
May the Lord help us.
以便我们能够做一个好的孩子
On one hand, we are a good child of God.
享受所有一切的恩典
To enjoy all His grace.
以便也能够成为一个聪明的管家
But on the other hand, we also want to be a wise steward.
我们来看主要看第二点
So the second point.
亚拉伯二主呼召我们他的管家
The Lord calls us to become His manager
能够运用他所托付你我的财物
To manage the possessions that He entrusts to us
来结交朋友
To make friends
什么意思呢
What does this mean?
神要我们结交的朋友
The Lord wants us to make friends
就是在神家中神的儿女是我们的朋友
is to make friends within the household of God
神的家是我们一同分享他的恩典的一个地方
this is the place in the house of God that we share his grace together
他说若是我们能这样做一个聪明的管家
if we are able to be a wise steward
当我们离世的时候
So when we depart from this world,
何解当主回来的时候
maybe when he comes back,
那个时候钱还有用吗
at that moment, do you think there is still value?
钱世上的财物都没有用了
The earthly wealth has no use.
但是到了那一天
But until that day,
我们在永世里头
in eternity,
就是说我们回到那个永存的帐幕里头
When we go back to this eternal dwellings
主要把 我们为他所摆上的这个不义的钱财。
So the unrighteous money that we put up, we give it back to him.
不是从不义得来的钱财。
It's not that the money we are squandering.
乃是天父赐给我们的所有的财宝。
But it's all the wealth that the Lord given to us.
但请记得。
But please remember.
撒旦一直要找机会来控制我们。
Satan will try all his might to control us.
把神交托给我们的今生的财物。
For the wealth that we have in this life.
使它变成不义的钱财。
To turn that into unrighteous
money. 那我们今天怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
我们要好好把这些主教才给我们的这个所谓不义的钱财。
So we need to plan well for the so-called unrighteous money.
那是我们今世好的坐在神的家中。
But we do it well within the house of God.
它就要成为真实的财宝。
Then will become a true riches.
给我们在永生的帐幕里头永远的享受。
So that we can enjoy in our eternal dwellings.
底下有一句话。
And there is one sentence.
有一个问题。
There's a question.
这是主所要得着聪明的管家。
And this is what the Lord wants to obtain as the wise steward.
这个管家是你吗？
Is this you?
这个管家是你吗？
Are you the wise steward?
这个管家是我吗？
Or am I the wise manager?
有谁？你今天有把握，你是聪明的管家，平举一个手。
Anyone that you have the assurance, you are a wise manager, please put up your hand.
那你们不举手。
You don't raise your hand.
会有就是愚昧的管家。
So you are the foolish steward?
那也不一定。
Not necessarily.
我盼望做一个聪明的管家。
I hope to be a wise manager.
但是今天可能不及格。
But maybe I'm not up to the standard yet.
我还需要仰望主。
I still look up to the Lord.
有这样心愿的人。
Do you have such a wish?
你今天虽然不敢继续说主啊，我就是你所说聪明的管家。
Even though today I dare not raise my hand, I'm not a wise steward.
但是主啊，
but
我愿意。
I'm willing,
我盼望
I wish
能做一个聪明的管家
to become a wise steward.
请听清楚。
So please listen carefully.
我们在神面前做一个表示。
Let's show, have a show before the Lord.
你们今天问我柯弟兄
Today you ask Brother Kwok.
你是不是一个聪明的管家
Are you a wise steward?
我还不敢说。
I dare not say that.
我不知道在主面前主看我是聪明吗？
I am not sure whether he will look at me as wise.
我愿意谦卑地告诉你们。
But I humbly, I want to tell you.
我盼望成为一个聪明的管家。
I really hope that I am a wise steward.
我渴慕成为一个聪明的管家。
I'm looking forward to be a wise manager.
我常在主面前祷告说。
I always pray before the Lord.
主啊，拯救我脱离我的愚昧
，Lord, please save me from my own foolishness.
脱离我的近视
，to save me from my short sightness.
让我能看到永生的帐篷
，so I can see the eternal dwelling.
那是无限的年日
，it's an unlimited time.
我们要永永远远在永生的帐篷里头
，and we will dwell in that place forever. So, brothers and sisters,
我常祷告说,
I always pray,
主啊,
Lord,
我盼望做一个聪明的管家,
I pray that I'm a wise steward.
求你帮助我,
please help me,
能成为一个聪明的管家,
to become a wise steward.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你们愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你们愿意做一个聪明的管家?
Are you willing to be a wise steward?
我们不要看别人。
Do not look at others.
好不好？你们都闭上自己的眼睛。
Please all close your eyes.
还在主面前愿意盼望能做一个聪明的管家。
And whoever willing to become a wise steward.
叫主的受苦的主得着一点的安慰。
So they will comfort the heart of our Lord.
凡是这样信愿的人，
those who have such a wish,
我们向主举起我们的手。
Please put up your hand before the Lord.
好，感谢主。
Thank you.
举手再放下。还有没有人？你还没有举手，你不想吗？
Anyone that you have not raised your hand?
你就是愿意一辈子做个愚昧的管家吗？
Do you want to be the rest of your life to be a foolish steward? If you don't want to,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你实在愿意，
you are willing.
求主帮助你，
may the Lord help you.
请你再举一个手，
please、
刚才举的就不必举了。
So those who already raised their hand, you don't have to.
有手，还有大部分的人，你们还没有举手。
There's still more than half of you have not raised your hands.
虽然你们刚刚没有举手，
even though you have not raised your hands,
但盼望你们心中是盼望能够成为一个聪明的管家。
But I pray that you want to be a wise steward.
这是主所要得着的聪明的管家。
And this is what the Lord wants to obtain, wise stewards.
我们没有一个人能说，主，我是你聪明的管家。
Nobody can dare say, yes, Lord, I am your steward.
但是我们有多人里面盼望做一个聪明的管家。
But many of us wish that we can be the wise stewards.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord help us.
那求主在主的宝血底下。
Under the Lord's blood.
我靠着主的恩典。
By his grace.
在这里做一点我个人的见证。
I want to give a testimony, my own testimony.
我个人在上个月我稍微做一点见证，我是从小我出生在一个基督徒的家庭。
I was born in a Christian family.
有一个敬畏神的母亲。
I have a mother who feared the Lord.
养育了我们。
And she took care of us.
我从小就有机会认识主。
So I have a chance to know the Lord when I was young.
但是因着环境，我到了17岁才受浸。
But because of some circumstances, I didn't get baptized until I was 17.
后来我也开始有一点工作，有一点收入。
Then I start working and I have some income.
从我开始一点工作，有一点收入。
When I started to have some income,
我就学习奉献十分之一。
And I learned to give 10%.
我在一个乡下做老师。
I was a teacher in a village.
那个时候的工资是150斤的大米。
At that time, what we got is 150 bushels of rice.
我就奉每个月那个150斤，我就奉献15斤。
So 15 out of the 150 bushels, then I give.To the Lord.
根据什么呢？
According to
我读圣经。
I read the Bible.
摩西的律法里头告诉我们。
From Moses' laws.
我们这些神的子民要奉献，神给我们的要奉献十分之一。
We the children of God, we should give 10%.
其实摩西还没有这个律法之前。
Actually, before Moses' laws.
那个亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各。
Jacob, the grandson of Abraham,
就跟神有一个约定。
Already have a contract.
你的空给我吃。
If you give all I need,
我就把你给我的十分之一献给你。
Then I will give 10% of what you give me to you.
雅各这个人很聪明。
Jacob is very smart.
神，你给我10块钱。
You give me $10.
我就会给你1块钱。
Then I will give you back $1.
他这个心呀，就我这个奉献一块啊。你底下还要再给我10块。
So I give you $1, then later on you have to give me back another $10.
感谢神，摩西在带着神的百姓出埃及。
So Moses led God's people away from Egypt.
他告诉他们，神爱我们，给我们供给。
He told his people that God loves us and all his provision.
要记得神的恩典。
Remember his grace.
要奉献十分之一。
To give 10%.
所以啊，我是很老实的。
So I'm very true to that.
和神之间搞得很准确的。
And I'm very accurate.
奉献每一次有收入就奉献十分之一。
Every time when I got my income, I would give 10%.
但是慢慢的，我发现摩西的律法书里面不只奉献十分之一。
But、later on, I found out from the laws, not only one tenth.
有的时候，因着特别蒙神的恩典，在十分之一之外，还要一点感恩的奉献。
Sometimes because of God's grace, He will add it on top of.
有的时候，在神面前有一个什么心愿
？Sometimes has a wish before the Lord.
主啊，你若成全我
，Oh Lord, as you agree,
我要奉献十分之二、十分之三。
I might give 20 or 30%. So we thank the Lord. So let me make it short. During those days,
from 厦门到香港,
from 厦门to Hong Kong,
那慢慢的我的奉献也多了一点。
Then I gradually give more.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
但是后来,
then later on,
我慢慢的带读神的话。
When I read God's word,
就像今天所读的这些圣经
it's like the verses that we read.
感谢主，我是一个回家的浪子。
I am like the prodigal son.
享受父亲这么大的恩典。
I enjoy all the greatness of.
我应该尽量在主面前把主赐给我的有一点奉献摆上。
I should try my best to give those.God and trust to me to
为着神的家
for his household
为着神家中的人
for the needs of the household
在主面前有一些学习有一些奉献
so I learned to give
但是慢慢的
then gradually
我不只是神的儿女
not only I am a child of God
我还是神的管家
I'm also a manager of God's household
So、我们不要以为做神的管家是一个苦的差事。
Don't feel that it's a hard job to be a manager.
这位荣耀的神
，This glorious God，
万有都是他的。
He possesses everything.
他自己不能管吗
？Can he manage himself？
请来要我们这些卑微、可怜、蒙恩的罪人。
But he wants us, the saved sinners.
要来成为他的管家
to become his manager
这就是说神要信任我们
so God trusts us
神要把一些他的属于他的给我们来替他来管理
so he gave to us that belongs to him he trusts us
我觉得做一个管家的身份
so I'mTake this position as a manager.
不如像做儿子那么自由。
It's not as free as to be a son.
但是从身份上来说。
But in our position.
这是神怜悯我们，提升我们的身份。
And that is God has mercy on us and uplift us.
让我们不仅能够做一个好的孩子。
Not only we are a good son,
来享受他的恩典
to enjoy his grace.
他更盼望我们
but more he wish
能为他做一个今世聪明的管家
but to become a wise steward of this life.
弟兄姐妹们
so brothers and sisters,
感谢神
we thank God.
因着神的怜悯
because of his mercy.
慢慢的我就觉得说
Then gradually, I feel
一切在我手中的财产
all the wealth that I have in my possession
不是我的
is not mine.
也不能说是神赐给我来享用的
And also, it's not given by God for my own enjoyment.
主所交托给我的
But God gave that to me.
乃是他的
belongs to him.
不是自己的是别人的
It's not mine.Others.
别人是谁呢
Who is that person?
就是我们的主 我们的神
Our Lord, our God
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So dear brothers and sisters
我求主帮助我们
I pray that the Lord help us
认识这一件事情
To know this matter.
这是神荣耀的恩典。
And that is His glory.
给我们何等大的托付。
And give us such a big, important trust.
叫我成为他的管家。
So that we become His steward.
为他来管理钱财。
For Him to manage the money.
按照他的意思，把钱财送出去。
To His wish, so that we can give it out.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
we thank Him.
所以有的时候,
so sometimes,
你们也要说, 连这些日子里头,
and during these days,
我跟我的爱人, 我的姐妹,
I and my wife,
常在主面前有一个祷告,
we always have a prayer.
主啊, 你所托付的,
Lord,All you have given to me.
我不能做一个不义的管家。
I cannot be a foolish steward.
不能做一个近视的管家。
Cannot be so short-sighted. 只为
着今生自己的享受。
Only for my own enjoyment.
我们常在主面前祷告说。
We always pray before God.
主啊，怜悯我们。
So Lord, have mercy on us.
该怎么管理你所交托的
？How we should manage what you give to us?
求主又赦遮盖。
May the Lord cover me with His
blood. 多年来，我有一个学习。
I have a learning in these days.
我请问你们。
I also ask you.
你们猜猜看。
To guess.
我今天外面穿的是西装。
I have my suit on.
其实呢，我不只是站在这里穿西装。
Not only because I'm standing here wearing my suit.
只要我出门。
Whenever I go out.
不是很紧急的话。
If it's not in a rush,
我都是西装领带。
I always wear tie and suit.
来聚会
，to come to the meeting.
主日的聚会
，a Sunday morning.
我就是这样穿的。
And that's the way I wear.
祷告聚会没几丁人。
Prayer meeting not too many people.
我还是这样穿。
I still do the same thing.
弟兄姐妹，柯弟兄这个人很奇怪。
So brothers and sisters, we feel
冬天这样穿不错的。
Well, winter time is okay.
你想来何？
Yeah, it's keep you warm.
但是到了夏天呢
？In summertime,
可以流汗。
Yeah, you sweat.
但是这个领带还是要打的。
You still put your tie on.
我告诉你们一个秘密。
I'll give you a secret. I'll tell you a secret.
穿着整齐的服装。
When I am wearing like that.
盼望有一天呢。
We hope that one day.
在婚姻的宴席上。
At a banquet.
我也有一个礼服。好好穿着去赴婚姻的宴席。
I also have a suitable suit to attend the wedding.
在马太福音22章我不记得了。
In Matthew chapter 21 or 22.
王维说他的儿子与王子有个婚姻的宴席。
The king has prepared a banquet for his son.
结果好多人都不愿意去。
But many people not willing to go, but some went.
结果感谢神。那些穷苦的人、流浪汉都来了。
And those who are poor, those who are wanderers, that they come.
整个宴席没有空席。
So that the banquet is all filled up.
王就在那里看看这些宾客。
And the king was looking around.
好像坐在那里有一个宾客。
Oh, there is one guest.
王过去问他说。
And the king asked him.
你今天到这里来？
Today you came over here.
你怎么没有穿礼服啊
？Why do you not wear your proper clothing？
圣经怎么说
？And the Bible said.
那个不穿礼服的怎么说啊
？What is the one that said,
哑口无声
？They have nothing to say.
就是没有好好穿礼服。
It's just I did not.
很多人都穿礼服去赴婚宴席了。
Many people wear their proper clothing.
就是他没有穿。
But this one person did not prepare.
结果怎样？
So what's the result?
他就被捆绑起来，赶到黑暗的地方去。
That he was sent out in the darkness.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我想到这一个比喻。
When I think about this parable.
常常提醒我。
It's always reminding.
我今天是操练穿礼服。
Today I am in exercise to wear my clothing.
我的盼望是那一天在。婚姻的宴席上
，And I hope that one day in the wedding banquet，
我不至于成为一个没有穿礼服而被赶出去的人。
I will not be the one that will not prepare and got chased out of the banquet。
这实在是我的存心。
And this is my heart。
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
你们原谅我。
So please forgive me。
好像我比较古板了。
Maybe I'm just old-fashioned.
其实我有一个属灵的心。
I have a spiritual wish.
盼望借着今日的操练。
To today's training.
那一天能去穿上神为我所预备也是我自己所预备的那一个礼服。
And we hope that one day I'm able to wear what the Lord prepared for me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
主怜悯我们
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够做一个聪明的管家
So that we can be wise stewards.
按照主的意思
According to his wish.
来用在主的家中
So we spend the money in his home.
我刚才一个问题问你们
I earlier asked you a question.
还没有问完
I did not finish.
我外面穿的是这样西装不是很讲究但是还可以我弟兄是不是还可以
I look okay right
但是我里面穿的那一个里面的那个叫什么里面的那件衣服
But the inner clothing
我里面穿的内裤
Or the inner underwear
没有人看见
Nobody can see that
但主看见
But the Lord see that.
有的时候是新的，那个内衣。
Sometimes it could be a new underwear.
有的时候也蛮破了。
And some it could be pretty old.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我觉得我能为主省一点。
If I can save a little bit for the Lord's
sake. 我这个管家笨笨的笨管家。
I am not too smart, but I want to be a manager. 我为我的主人省一点。If I can save a little bit for my master,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够学习做一个聪明的管家。
So we all learn how to be a wise steward.
那一天在永生的帐幕里头。
So that day when the eternal dwelling.
我想永生的帐幕。稍微解释，围着有的出现的弟兄姐妹，稍微解释一下。
For some new believers here, I'd like to explain a little more on the eternal world.
我们若离开离世之后
，When we depart from this life,
我们到哪里去
？Where do we go？
一般神的儿女蒙恩的，应该就像路加福音十六章再读下去，我们就要发现。在阴间的乐园里头
In general, all the people that are saved in the Lord, they are waiting in the paradise.
以色列的祖宗亚伯拉罕在那个阴间乐园里头
In that paradise, Abraham, the father of the Jews,
还有一个讨饭的拉撒路，但是他是信主的蒙恩的
And also a Lazarus, a beggar.But he also believed in the Lord.
他死了以后，天使把他带到阴间乐园里头，在亚伯兰的怀里得着安慰。
And when he left this world, he was taken by the angels to the bosom of Abraham.
旧约里头的雅各
，Jacob in the Old Testament.
有一天，他的儿子们骗他。
One day, his sons deceived him.
说你这个老鼠呀，这个幼蛇啊，给野兽吃了。
He said, "Your son Joseph are already eaten by the animals."
他信以为真。
And he thought that that's true.
他就对儿子们说。
Then he told his sons.
我儿子的死
，My son's death
是叫我悲悲惨惨的下阴间里头去。
Will cause me to go to Hades.
当年他们的领会
At that time, their understanding.
人死了，去到阴间里头去。
When people die, that they will go to Hades.
感谢主，真的，亚伯拉罕就在阴间的乐园里头。
But the Bible tells us Abraham is in the paradise.
所以雅各那个信念不是是对的。
So that concept is not correct.
要到阴间去。
Yes, we went to Hades.
但是他觉得他儿子死得这么惨，他自己到了那里去，看他的儿子 一定是悲悲惨惨的去。
That he felt that his son died so awfully, so he probably felt the same way when he went to Hades.
简单地说。
So simply.
神的儿女死了以后。
After we die, the children of God.
有的人在阴间的乐园里头。
Some of us.
在亚伯拉罕的怀里都是安慰。
We received comfort in the bosom of Abraham.
在那里等候主的回来。
We are waiting for the Lord's return.
也有的人可能失败了。
But some of us maybe
就可能是悲悲惨惨的在阴间的那一部分
on the other side of the Hades
主若愿意我们将来再来查考这个问题
If the Lord's willing we will spend more time on this topic
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
但是有一天主回来了
One day the Lord returns.
他要来到空中。
He will descend in the air.
许多死了的圣徒。
And all those who already passed away.
他们要先复活。
They are the saints. They will resurrect first.
从死亡里头，从阴间里头出来。
And you rose again from death.
我们如果还活着的人。
And we are still living.
就要和他们一同被提到空中。
And we will be lifted up to the air.
在空中与主相会。
And we'll meet the Lord in the air.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
那个时候。
At that time.
你我是聪明的管家，或者是愚昧的管家。
Will you be the foolish stewards?
我们要向主交账。
We will give an account.
他是我们的主，是我们的老板。
He is our Lord. He is our master.
他。所交托给我们的，我们是否忠心
？And trust to us, are we faithful?
哦，弟兄姐妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
为着这个，我们每个人都需要在主面前考虑。
So each one of us need to have a consideration.
我就愿意糊里糊涂做一个管家吗
？I don't want to be a foolish steward.
你说我刚蒙恩
，He said I'm just saved.
我有资格做管家吗
？Can I be a manager?
有的
，Yes，
你可以学的。
Yes， you can learn。
我们从蒙恩开始
，From the time when we are saved，
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God。
你看，路加十五章，我们是神的儿女。
In Luke chapter 15， we are the children。
但是过了十六章
，Then when they come to 16，
就说我们是神的管家。
They say we are the steward of God。
所以弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters，
也许有人你才受浸没几个月
，Maybe you just got baptized。
请你记得
，Please remember，
你就是神的管家。
You are the manager of God。
啊，有的初级的，有的啊老练的管家，主的头会多一点。
Some might have more experience, then will receive more trust。
啊，学习做管家，主给我们的责任少一点。
So we learn to be a manager, might have less responsibility。
请记得，我们中间都是信主的人，没有一个人不是管家。
But please remember, among us, none of us are not a manager.
请主怜悯我们。
So the Lord help us.
然后审判完了。
After the judgment.
天国开始了，千年国度开始了。
And the kingdom of the thousand years.
那些好的管家。
And those who are good managers.
要和主一同作王，一同掌权。
And they will be reign together with God.
那个不义的管家，失败的管家。
But those unrighteous and also failure are stewards.
去哪里啊？
Where will they go?
有的人就像圣经所说的五个愚拙的童女。
Like what the Bible describes, we have the foolish virgins.
这五个愚拙的童女就是愚拙的管家。
Those are foolish virgins are the foolish stewards.
他们要被关在天国的门外。
They will be shut out of the heaven. Kingdom of heaven.
那些蒙恩的人在天国里头做王。
And those who are saved, they are become the they are reigning in the kingdom.
失败的、愚昧的被关在门外。
But the one who are foolish, who failed, will be shut out.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你会在哪里
？Where will you be?
我会在哪里
？Where will I be?
还有，马太福音25章。第三个比喻。
Also Matthew chapter 25, And the servant that have received 1,000 talents.
又懒惰的仆人,
is a wicked and lazy servant.
用我今天的话说,
and this today's word.
就是又懒惰的管家,
and that is so lazy and so evil.
要被赶到黑暗的地方, 在那里哀哭切齿,
they will be shut out from the kingdom of heaven, and they will be shedding. So, brothers and sisters,
会是你吗?
Would that be you?
会是我吗?
Or would it be me?
主怜悯我们,
may the Lord help us.
还有一个更严肃的问题,
there's a more serious question.
我好像从前在这里讲过,
I perhaps mentioned that before.
圣经给我们看见,
the Bible tells us,
有的失败的基督徒,
those Christians that have failed,
而且是不忠一昧的管家,
or the foolish stewards,
可能 要被丢在地狱里头,
perhaps will fall into,
在永恶里头受熬炼,
and they will be trained and receive punishment.
但是主所说的地狱,
hell that the Lord said,
不是为着不信主之人而预备的,
is not prepared for those who are not believers. 所有不信主的人, those who are not believers,
不是下地狱,
it's not that they go to hell,
乃是被扔在火炉里面,
but they will be in the lake of fire,
受痛苦直到永远,
and they will suffer until,
感谢神,
but we thank
我们那是一个蒙恩的儿女,
but we are saved by His
无论聪明愚昧,
no matter we are foolish or we are wise,
火炉和我们无关,
we have nothing to do with this lake of fire,
但是,
but
我们若是一个愚昧的管家,
or if we are foolish stewards,
又恶又懒的管家,
a wicked and lazy
slave,
not only we ourselves fail, but we also cause failure of others,
我们可能要被丢在地狱里头受熬炼,
perhaps we will be in hell and in a lot of training,
直到我们这个人被炼净,
until we are purified,
我们还要从地狱里头出来,
then we will come out from hell,
我们还要成为一个神的祭物来献给神,
we will become God's offerings to be given to Him.
这些不是我口讲的,
this is not from my own words,
不是我读经的领会,
it's not from my own understanding,
乃是圣经明文的启示,
but it's a revelation from the Bible.
这些日子,
these days,
他们礼拜二早上有一个交通,
there is a Bible study on Tuesday morning.
在那里有读经有交通,
they have Bible study, they have fellowship,
而且读书灵的书籍,
or reading God's word.
他们最近在交通这个地狱的问题,
they recently have a sharing on hell.
我曾经把这个地狱 跟神国度的问题的关系有一个初稿给了他们做参考。I
gave them some references of the relationship between heaven and hell.
求主怜悯我们,
so may the Lord help us.
救我们脱离这些失败和愚昧,
so that we will depart from such failure, from such foolishness.
主恩待我们,
the Lord help us.
但愿我们能在主面前,
may we stand before the Lord.
休息, 有一个愿意休息的心,
we have a willing heart.
我们求主光照我们,
we ask the Lord to enlighten us.
求主带领我们,
to lead us.
帮助我们在他面前,
to help us.
做一个聪明的管家,
to become a wise steward.
我们祷告,
let's pray.
慈爱的天父,
our Heavenly Father,
为着你给我们的恩典和拯救,
for the grace and the salvation you provide us,
使我们这个迷途的羔羊回到家中,
so we are lost lambs, but we are able to come home.
失去的银子得以找到,
like the lost corn that now can be found.
离家出走的浪子, 可以回到我的家中。
Like the prodigal son that are able to come home.
Oh, 主啊。
Oh, dear Lord.
只要我们在你的家中。
As long as we are in your home.
你就给我们做儿子的享受。
You give us all the enjoyment as the son.
主啊，你的恩典真是数说不清。
Oh, Lord, we are unspeakable.
从我们蒙恩直到今日。
Grace.From the beginning till now,
我们蒙你的保守，享受你的恩典和眷顾。
We receive your grace.
我们能以什么来回报
？What can we bring?
主啊，你不只要我们做一个儿子
，Not only we will be sons.
你更是抬举我们，要我们这个万神之神的管家。
But you lift us up to be stewards.Of God, of the all creation.
让我们能认清。
Help us to truly understand.
今天你所交托给我们的，乃是你托付的。
All those that you have given us is a trust from you.
我们不够，是你的管家。
We are but your stewards.
荣耀的神，竟然叫我们这些蒙恩的罪人。能够成为你的管家
，The glorious God to make us your own managers.
哦，主啊，这是何等荣耀的身份
！Oh, what a glorious role that we have.
这是你对我们的信托
，And this is the trust that you gave us.
哇，让我们开我们愚昧的心。
So Lord, open our foolish heart.
让我们能看见在这里你这个荣耀的托付。
So we can see your glorious trust.
你对我们的心盼的盼望。
And your hope on us.
乃是能成为一个聪明的管家。
You want us to be a wise steward.
在短暂的今生里头忠于你的托付。
In this short span of our life, to be faithful to you.And one day,
在永生的帐篷里头
in eternal dwellings,
你就要把更多的给了我们
and you will give us even more,
成为我们自己的东西
so become our own riches.
今日所有的都是你的，不是我们的
What we have today all belongs to you.
但是到了那一天
but until that day,
你可以，你就把许多托给我们。
That you will even give us more.
而且成为我们自己的财宝。
And that will belong to ourselves.
能够在永生的帐篷里头。
So that in this eternal dwelling.
永远享受那个财宝。
That we can enjoy such wealth.
哦，主啊。
Oh Lord.
这是何等恩典！
What a grace!
开我们的心窍
，Open our heart，
让我们能看得见
，So that we can see，
帮助我们
，To help us，
来做一个聪明的管家
，To become wise stewards。
哦，主啊
，Oh Lord，
这是你受死的苦心
，And this is your heart，
这是今天你在宝座上的苦心
，And this is your wish，
期待我们答应你的邀请
，And to wait for us to to answer you， Oh Lord，
但愿我们在这里每一个做管家的
，May each one of us be a manager，
对你说主啊。
To say to you,
帮助我们
to help us,
能做一个聪明的管家
to become wise,
救我们脱离愚昧
to take away the foolishness,
能成为一个聪明的管家
to become wise managers,
oh
Lord,
我们把自己交在你手里
we submit ourselves to you,
把在座所有的弟兄姐妹交托在你手里。
We also, brothers and sisters here,
成全我们这一点的心愿。
Oh, to help us accomplish our wish.
这也是你的期盼。
And this is your wish too.
主听我们祷告。
So Lord, listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在我们的程序单里头。
In our program sheet,
每一个月头都有一个财务的报告。
There is a financial report.
这是神家的一些情形。
And that is the account in the house of God.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters.
其中有很多都是神家中的需推用。
There are different needs in the house of God.
特别末了云像叫做肢体照顾。
Especially the part that say caring.
就是照顾神家中有需要的人。
Is to care about those who are in need in the house of God.
原来我说，包括一些全世界侍奉的弟兄姊妹，
including those who serve in the rest of the world，
还有在神围绕神家的打理啊，应该的所有的需要，
and also the all the management of the needs of the house of God。
啊，这一次有19,000多，
and this time we have 19,000。
但是有的时候我看那个月报，
sometimes I read the report，
只有3,000-5,000，
only 3,000 or 5,000。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们亲爱的同工们怎么生活？
How is our dear co-workers live? I don't know.
主眷顾他们。
The Lord take care of them.
在主的鞋底下说一句话。
In the blood of the Lord, I said.
从1992年开始。
From 1992.
我对在这里的长老们说。
I told the elders of this church.
不要在肢体的照顾、同工的照顾里头不需要安排我。
Oh, please do not make any arrangement for myself.
因为有同工，有弟兄姊妹比我更需要。
Because there are other co-workers have more need than I. Thank the Lord.
主一直带领我们。
The Lord continues to guide us until today.
我相信在前面的路上。
I believe that in our future steps.
主还要带领我们负我们的责任。
The Lord will continue to be responsible for my life.
立定心志。
To make up our mind.
盼望在主面前。做一个聪明的管家。
To become wise steward in the Lord.
好，我就停在这里。
I've stopped here.
啊，报告。
Now I have announcement.
谢主。
Thank the Lord.
好，在我们在这个神家消息的报告之前，我们先介绍一下有没有第一次来到我们当中的朋友们或者是弟兄姊妹们。
Before our announcement, I would like to introduce any newcomers. If you're a first time here, please let us know.
请你站起来，在这边有。
Will you please stand up? Let us know. Let us recognize you.
中间呢
？In the middle section.
这边呢
？Maybe on my right hand side.
Okay. 好，感谢主。我们先报告这个中文组的报告。
We will have the Chinese group announcement first.
本周就是有分家的聚会，就是本周有个分家的聚会，请弟兄姊妹按照您的分家去参加。有的是在星期四，有的是在星期五，有的是在星期六。若是你刚刚来，还没有。进入哪一个分家的话，你就可以到会所来，在会所有两个，星周五的时候有两个分家的聚会。下个主日我们的讲员就是1月13号信息聚会的讲员是李少如弟兄，盼望弟兄姊妹们为我们的弟兄祷告，我们的仆人能够赐下主的话语，也好让我们都能够到主的里面爱渴慕主的圣言，求主从主得力，并且在他行在他话语的光中。下个主日1月13号早上10:30到11:20，在2024，就是在这后面有基础的真理班，题目是基督徒成长的途径。请2018年9月9号受浸的弟兄姊妹们前往参加。若是你觉得你需要在这个基础真理上还需要能够多能够有一些学习的话，你也可以去参加这个聚会。
有没有音乐方面的特别的？
没有。
好，下个主日的聚会的时间要恢复正常，请弟兄姊妹们留意。准时来参加敬拜主。
Next Sunday, we will resume our regular meeting schedule. Our message meeting will start at 9:15, so pay attention, be here on time.
再来就是关于停车的事情，我们第二期的工程啊，这个架构的部分呢，大概这一两周的话就要封顶，一旦封了顶以后，它放上油毛毡以后呢，就可以开始做外面这个停车场的这个整地的工作。
Yeah, I'd like to share with you about the parking situation. In a few weeks, we'll be able to finish all the framing, and then we will put the asphalt on our ceiling on the rooftop.
他们做停车场的整地的工程的时候，它会分两个部分，一个部分是西面，一个部分是东面。
And they will soon start the parking area construction. They will first start with the west and then move to the east.
但是他们先做哪一边呢？我们还没有确定。
We're not so sure which side they will tackle first.
一旦做东面的时候，我们就没有这边的临时停车场就没有办法使用。
Once they start working on the east side, then we will not be able to use the parking lot down there.
所以请弟兄姊妹们注意使用这边我们所报告的有四个地方停车的地方。
So please pay attention to the four parking areas in the following.
请弟兄姊妹们尽量使用500号，就是那个 medical center 的这个 office 的这个停车场。
We want to encourage you to use the medical building parking lot, which is on 500 North Garfield.
从早上九点钟一直到一点半或是两点都可以停车，而且有警卫看守。
The opening hour is starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, all the way to 2 o'clock, and we have security guard there to safeguard your car too.
虽然要多走几步路
，maybe just a few steps more.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得，我们有的时候花很多钱到健身房去。
But you know, we spend money in gyms.
但是我们停车的时候都要停到最靠近门的地方。
And very often we park the closest.
所以借着早上的时候，若是能走几步路也好。
So we encourage you to take the park farther and do the exercise.
再来这个会所的对面我们这个 Garfield Avenue 就是那边的Garfield Avenue 那边的中山诊所，我们也可以停。
So there is a holistic clinic just right across our church building.On the other side of Garfield.
但是每个月最后这个主日请勿使用。
But keep in mind, do not park there the last Sunday of each month.
因为他们有一个中医的中医门的一个开会，他们要在那边开会要用。
Because the last week they have the Chinese doctor conference there.
在 Emerson 对面的这个肾脏科。
And on Emerson, right across our building, there's a nephrologist.Clinic.
我们将保留给讲员还有行动不便的弟兄姊妹们。
Please save those space for our speakers and those who are having difficulty to walk.
第四，请尽量使用街边的停车。
And lastly, we encourage you to use the street parking.
请注意所有的停车标志。
But please pay attention to the signs.
Yeah, 其他的停车场禁不要使用。
Do not park.Like Lilai Dental or the chiropractor office.
以免被罚款或者是拖掉。
Or else you will be cited or be towed away.
接下来我们有财务的报告。
And the following, we have the financial announcement.
在经常费的部分。
In the general fund.
我们上个月的11月的结存是14.21。
Balance brought forward is 14.21.
我们收到了12月份收到28,216块。
In the month of December, we received 28,216.20.
我们支出了28,157.24。
We have a total disbursement of 28,157.24.
其中呢有两笔就是。转了600块钱到拆船的基金
，and we have transferred $600 to the mission fund，
还有转到会所基金是1500块
，and we also transferred $1,500 to the building fund。
Okay， 在特别基金的方面
，in the special funds，
我们感谢主在中文学校的基金部分中文学校服事的弟兄姊妹们，他们也非常感谢主，因为在这些年来，他们在这里使用会所的他们使用的水电各方面整洁方面的话，那他们也有一些负担，也愿意呢 奉献一些转为会所基金使用，所以呢他们特别提出了5000块钱转为会所基金使用。
We want to thank God for our Chinese school ministry. They've been laboring for the Lord in the Chinese school ministry, and not only they labor, they also set aside $5,000 and dedicated to the building fund.
所以呢在这个月他们收到的学费是340块。
So you see there is $340 as tuition this month.
支出了5300块。
And there is $5,000 disbursement.
结余是13205块。
So the balance is $13,205.05.
关于会所整修的部分。
Regarding the building fund.
我们的上个月的结存是108,144块。
Balance brought forward is 1,088,144.23.
12月份的时候，我们收到88,777块。
In the month of December, we receive an offering of $88,777.42.
从经常费转来了1500块。
And we transfer from the general fund $1,500.
在中文学校转来的是5000块。
And then we receive $5,000 from the Chinese school fund.
我们支出了为着会所的整建，我们支出了9877块。
And this for the past month, December, we have an expense, a total expense of $9,877.45.
会所基金的结存是117,354块。
So we have a remaining balance of $1,173,544.20.
关于这个我们尚需要，大家弟兄姊妹都非常关心的就是会所基金我们还大约需要多少。
One of the things that we concern very much is how much more do we need?
关于这个部分我们看一下，在祷告事项里面的话，大约在二期工程完工前，我们大约还需要80万。
So if you read the announcement, it tells you that we still need about $800,000 before we can complete the building.
这是有关于会所基金的部分。
So this is about the finance of our church.
关于拆船基金的部分。
Regarding the mission fund.
我们收到了930块的奉献。
We received $930 of offering.
支出了600块。
We have an expense of $600, right?
Okay. 对不起，转过来600块。
Oh, we receive a transfer.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, we receive a transfer of $600.
支出了800块。
We have a disbursement of $800.
结存是2468。
We have a balance of $2,468.83.
在个人的指定包的部分。
In the individual offerings.
除了我们这些各个专项的侍奉，有对个人的指定的奉献，我们收到了18包。
Those are the dedicated offerings. We receive 18 of them.
Yeah, 都已经按照这个指定转出去了。
And we have dispersed them accordingly.
另外，我们要特别为的这个会所的整建，因为这个第二期即将可能在大概4-5月的时候就可以完工了。
We're looking forward to have the completion of our new construction by April or May.
因为我们现在的这个使用的面积新建的跟将来要加在一起的话，我们所用的这些水电瓦斯的费用都会增加很多。
So when we have a new building, we can foresee there will be increase of utilities expenses.
特别是电费的部分。
Especially the electric bill.
因为有弟兄姊妹也问到，我们既然有了这个这个太阳能板，为什么电费还这么高？
We've been asked a lot since we have the solar panels already. Why is it that we're still paying so much for our electricity?
假如我们跟我们过去旧有的这个旧的会所来比较的话，
So if we can do a comparison, we compare with our old buildings.
我们旧的会所这个大堂跟副堂加起来是差大约5500平方尺。
In our old building, the combined square footage is about 5,000.
在现在的话，我们是9600平方尺。
And the existing building right now is about 9,500 square feet.
在我们过去的平均的话，这个电费的账单，一个月大概在1200到1000
七左右。
In the past, in the old building, the average monthly electrical bill is about $1,200 to $1,500.
现在的话，我们的电费呢是大约可以从750块到1,500块。
So and now the average for our new building is from $700 to $1,500.
主要是看是看是夏天或者是冬天。
That depends on the weather and the season.
若是我们的这个发电的是这样的，它我们用的电没有用完的电，它会倒回去，会卖给这个Edison Company。
Any excess electricity generated by our solar panel will be sold to Edison.
但是我们卖给他们的时候，大概一度电话是一分多钱。
But it is very, very, very cheap.
但是主要是我们会用这些电。关于这个你主要用在的地方是在冷气的部分。
The major usage is in the air conditioning.
关于这个电。关于这个冷气的使用，我们若是能够注意一点的话
，with regard to the air conditioning units，
我们可以省一个月可以省700-800块钱。
If we know how to use it, we can save about $700.
通常的一度电，在这个普通的这个 peak 的，在这个普通的这个时候的话，是大概是0.2就是2毛钱一度电。
Right. In the normal hour usage, the kilowatt is about 2 cents per kilowatt.
在这个不是尖峰的，就是比较晚上的比较
It is not the peak area. It's just the normal area.
大概是
normal time.
1.6毛左右。
It is about 16 cents.
一度电大概1.6毛。Okay.
Right. I'm sorry. 21 cents per kilowatt and 16 cents.For the regular hours
off peak
time.
但是我们若是有三个冷气同时在15分钟之内启动的话
，But if we have three units being turned on simultaneously within 15 minutes,
他就要罚我们。
We will receive penalties.
是15.48块一度。
The penalty is $15.48 per kilowatt.
所以这个罚款是很重的。
So this is a huge penalty.
所以要特别跟弟兄姊妹说明一下，为什么我们会开着上面的窗户。
So that's why we have the window up there open.
因为我们这个设计是一个绿能的建筑。
We want to be as green as possible.
当这个窗户当外面的气温低于70度的时候。
When the outside temperature is lower than 70 degrees,
我们就会把这上面的气窗开开。
So we will open the vents up there.
我们也会开开这边会开一点点，后门也会开开。
And we'll open the partition.
所以会让外面的空气进来。
So that the fresh air will come in.
我们就不需要用到电。
So that we don't need to turn on the air conditioning.
但是在我左手边这边靠南向的。
But on my left hand side, which is facing south.
因为那边有太阳
，because the sun is always there，
所以他们必须使用冷气
，so they have to use the air conditioning。
所以我们这边的话，若是控制的好，尽量的不用的话，就不会三个冷气同时启动。
So we need to be tactical in regard to using the air conditioning。
所以这样子的话，我们若是控制的好，一个月可以省到600-700块钱。
So if we do it well, we should be able to save like $600-$700。
免除很多的罚款。
And just do away with the penalty.
有的时候有些弟兄姊年长的弟兄姊妹坐在后面，他们怕冷。
Some elderly brothers and sisters they like to sit at the back because they feel cold.
假如有其他的弟兄姊妹，可以让他们往里面坐一点。
So if you can let the elderly sit in the middle, okay.
所以这样子的话，我们都在爱心里面。
So we do things in love.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
我们为的今天的会后的整洁。
After today's love feast
是英文的少年
，Right? Is the youth group, youth and college group, be responsible to do the cleanup?
还有没有其他
？Any other announcement?
好，感谢主。那我们为着中午的饭食， 我们献上我们的感谢。
So let's say grace before lunch.
主，我们感谢你，我们都是你用你的宝血重价买赎回来的。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you. We are all purchased by your precious blood.
你把我们放在你的家中。
You put us in your family.
主，我们不只是你的儿女。
Not only we are your children.
主，你也把一些托付放在我们的身上。
You have entrusted to us a lot of things.
主，你也因为主，我们理当把自己献上。
Yes, it is rightful for us to consecrate ourselves to you.
因为我们这样的服事
our service
是理所当然的。
Our worship is reasonable.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
好让我们在这些托付上，无论是大事
，No matter what you entrust to us, whether it is small,
无论是小事
，whether it is big,
我们都能够忠心。
We want to be faithful to you.
主，让我们不是在这里服侍马门。
Lord, help us not to serve mammon.
主，我们乃是服侍我们的神。
We are serving our God.
主，我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
让我们在凡事上忠心。
Help us to be faithful in every aspect of our life.
主，因为我们知道你来的日子近了。
Knowing that the day of your coming is soon.
主，我们都要再面见你。
We will see you one day.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We want to thank you.
主啊，到那日，但愿我们能在你的面光当中。
How we long in that day
与你相会
that we will meet you.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
主啊，中午的饮食
and for the lunch that we are about to take,
我们感谢你。
We want to say thank you.
愿你分别为圣。
May you add your blessing.
你也加上祝福。
And sanctify the food.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们这样的祷告
we pray
是奉你自己宝贵的名。
In your precious name.
Amen.